Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? Let us stop and consider God's wonders. For He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, and miracles that cannot be counted. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. For Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him were all things created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And so in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It is He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom, and by His understanding He has stretched out the heavens. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. From everlasting to everlasting, You are God. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of Your throne, and love and faithfulness go before You. Lord Almighty, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, You alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth, for You have made heaven and earth. Your own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and Your right hand has spread out the heavens, and when You summon them, they all stand up together. For by faith, we understand that the universe was formed by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. For He spoke, and it came to be, and He commanded, and it stood firm. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. And the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Oh, send forth Your light and Your truth, and let them guide me. Let them bring me to Your holy mountain, unto the place where You dwell. And Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path, and the unfolding of Thy words gives light. And this is the message we heard from Jesus and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has made His light to shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. For Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Because in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we see light." For God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of Him who called us out of the darkness and into His wonderful light. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And this is the day which the Lord hath made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. And so God made the expanse, and he separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. And God called the expanse sky. Yes, he sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and he spreads them out like a tent to live in. He wraps himself in light as with a garment, and he lays the beams of his upper chambers upon their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot, and he rides on the wings of the wind. He has swept away our offenses like a cloud, and our sins just like the morning mist. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. And God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand has marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Or weighed the mountains on the scales, or the hills in a balance? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales, and he weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and all who dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the waters. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. Oh, let the rivers clap their hands, and let the mountains sing together for joy. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Yet the seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. But you rule over the surging sea. And when its waves mount up, you still them. For mightier than the thunder of the great waters, and mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Well, should we not fear him? Should we not tremble in his presence? For he made the sand as a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier that it cannot cross. Oh, the waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. And they may roar, but they cannot cross it. And then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. And the land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees on the land bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. You heavens above, rain down righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down, and let the earth open wide, and salvation spring up, and righteousness grow with it. For I, the Lord, have created it. O Lord, you cover the sky with clouds, and you supply the earth with rain. You make grass grow on the hills. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. Yes, the streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows, and you level its ridges. You soften it with showers, and you bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your paths overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow, and the hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. Oh, they shout for joy, and they sing. But still, the grass withers, and the flowers fade. But the word of our God stands forever. And how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree that is firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. And he also made the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. So lift your eyes and look up to the heavens. Who created all of these? Surely he who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Oh, because of his great power and mighty strength, there's not one of them that's missing. For by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and their starry host by the breath of his mouth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech, and night after night, they display knowledge. Oh, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, and like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Oh, it rises from one end of the heavens, and it makes its circuit to the other. There is nothing hidden from its heat, so that from the rising of the sun unto the place of its setting, men may know that there is none besides him. He is the Lord, and there is no other. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You establish both the sun and the moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth, for you made both summer and winter. You spread the snow like wool, and you scatter the frost like ashes. You hurl down your hail like pebbles, and who can withstand your icy blast? But you send your word, and you melt them, and you stir your breezes, and the waters flow. So come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So praise him, sun and moon, and praise him, all you shining stars. Truly the heavens do praise your wonders, O Lord, and your faithfulness too. And this I recall to my mind, and therefore I have hope. Oh, the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, across the expanse of the sky. And so God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase upon the earth. And look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father? So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom, You made them all. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. So praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths. Let heaven and earth praise him, and the seas, and all that move in them. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures, according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, God took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. And then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man. And he brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth and subdue it. And it was so. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, and from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. And when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, oh, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Know therefore that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. O Lord, you are the Father, and we are the clay. You are the potter. And we are all the work of your hands. Yes, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. For thou dost form my inward parts, and thou dost weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, O Lord, and my soul knows it very well. For my frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. For thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, the days which were ordained for me when as yet there was not one of them. The Lord will fulfill his purposes for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever, so do not abandon the work of your hands. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in me will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. Oh, he flourishes like the flower of the field. But the wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. So come, let everyone who is called by his name, whom he created for his glory, whom he formed and made, oh, let us bow down and worship, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And thus, the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. And so by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, and so on the seventh day, he rested from all of his work. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, and ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. For he gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak. Oh, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. For Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For like a shepherd tends his flock, oh, he gathers the lambs in his arms, and he carries them close to his heart. And so God blessed the seventh day, and he made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done." Yes, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And yet, some will still say, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" But do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Oh, but ask the animals, and they will teach you. Or the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish of the sea inform you, for which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? For in his hand is the life of every creature, and yet the breath of all mankind. And who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Does the clay say to the potter, "What are you making?" Even the Lord himself asks you, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together? And all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and I wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it, and I set its doors and bars in place, when I said, 'This far you may come and no farther. This is where your proud ways must halt.' Have you ever in your life given orders to the morning? Or have you shown the dawn its place? Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in the recesses of the deep? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Oh, tell me if you know all of this. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow? Or have you seen the storehouses of the hail? Can you bind the beautiful Pleiades? Or can you loose the cords of Orion? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons? Or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you and say, 'Here we are'? Oh, who endowed the heart with wisdom? And who gave understanding to the mind? And who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Or who can tip over the water jars of the heavens? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Or do you watch when the doe bears her fawn? Do you count the months till they bear? Or do you know the time when they give birth? Do you give the horse his strength or clothe his neck with a flowing mane? Or does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread his wings toward the south? Or does the eagle soar at your command and build his nest on high?" Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments, and his paths are beyond tracing out. Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. He has made everything beautiful in its time. And he has also set eternity in the hearts of men, and yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. To whom then will we compare God, or who is his equal? You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness. O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, you alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth, and all that is on it, the seas, and all that move in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. So praise the Lord from the earth, all of his works, everywhere in his dominion. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted, and his splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The Lord is good, and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen.